7:40 in the a.m., and here we go, taking a look at some people that have behaved badly. Back in June, cops in New York City...
New York City!
...busted a 25-year-old man with what looked like to be crystallized blue rocks, possibly similar to the blue meth from Breaking Bad. Tom, is that actually a real product?
What?
Blue meth.
No, it's from Breaking Bad. This is the one where the cops mistaken Jolly Ranchers for meth because the Breaking Bad meth looked like Jolly Ranchers.
Apparently, the individual was strip searched, then arrested.
It was candy!
The blue rocks turned out to be, that's right, Jolly Ranchers.
It's candy, and we got a guy strapping on the latex. Yep. You don't want to see the cop go back to the squad car and come back with the latex glove.
Right.
That's not good.
The charges were dropped, okay? The charges were dropped, but he was strip searched.
This guy was violated in
and
every
arrested.
Possible way.
Oh. He is now suing the New York Police Department for an undisclosed amount of cash, saying the arrest and the strip search led to, quote, emotional trauma and severe mental pain and anguish.
He'll win.
No. If
the New York City Police Department, I think, has a fund just to cover stuff like this.
If I'm going to be searched that way, you bet there's going to be emotional pain and anguish.
Mm.
Seth doesn't agree. He thinks it's okay.
That's what you get for walking around with
Jolly Ranchers. Now, wait a minute. If it's a drug bust, doesn't the cop, like, if there's cocaine on the table?
Don't they have, like,
right,
a...
Doesn't he, like, put his thumb on it? Listen,
I've seen these detective shows. Aren't they supposed to cut it with a knife and then dab it with their finger and rub it on their tongue or there or something like that and go, yep, that's cocaine, Jim. Aren't they supposed to do that?
Because the New York City cops always act like it's a TV show.
Or don't they have the little vial where they put a little sample of it in there, they drop something, they shake it, and it turns blue?
No, that's the guy buying the drugs to make sure he's getting real stuff.
Oh, okay, right.
Bring in
okay.
Officer Sullivan. He's our body cavity search specialist.
Hello! Last month, a 19-year-old woman in...
Somewhere in Florida.
That's right. Got into an argument with her boyfriend, shot him with a... squirt gun. So he dumped water on her and then hit her with a pillow. Sounds like foreplay.
Oh, here we go.
She ended up getting arrested.
Yeah, this escalated to what? How do we go from there?
Squirt guns and pillow fight.
Squirt gun, pillow fight, we went to what?
Arrested for domestic violence.
For
being the primary aggressor. The police
with
report.
With a squirt gun.
Yep. The police report says she was arrested for, quote, squirting water to antagonize and agitate her boyfriend.
So this guy called the cops over this.
What a wuss.
Are you the guy who called about the chicken nuggets last week?
Yeah, precisely. you know, where's remember the old TV show Bumper, you know, with Kennedy?
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
Why didn't he show up? He walked a beat and he twirled his baton all of the time.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't called Bumper. It was
George Kennedy.
Yeah,
it was Bumper.
No, that was his name, but that wasn't the name of the show.
That was the name of the show, Bumper. He would show up, say, I'm sorry, you're calling me because your girlfriend squirted you with a squirt gun. Hit him in the head with the baton and move on. That's just dumb. All right, last week a woman was...
Don't make me call the police dog.
Yeah, the dog will bite you in a place that doesn't show.
Tell it to the dog.
Last week, a woman was visiting her cousin in...
Florida.
Stepped outside to make a phone call. At that moment, a neighbor across the street shot himself in the head. He died instantly. The bullet went through his head and sailed right into the woman across the street.
Really?
Striking her in the leg. She was taken to the hospital, treated, and released.
Wrong time.
How, you know, good gravy sakes alive. You go outside, bam, ow. I love Florida. You know, I'm glad to be out of there and glad that they keep doing stupid things that gives us things to talk about. Where are you going? Sit down.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
He won't let me escape.
A quick look at the news.
I tried. He won't let me escape. He won't let you escape either.
We're putting time locks on the studio door, too, now.
Absolutely.
The
big news.
They don't release until Seth turns off the microphone.
I saved the biggest news from the entertainment world for right now.
Really?
Kanye West proposed to Kim Kardashian. The proposal apparently involved a ballpark, a 50-piece orchestra, and a 15-carat diamond ring, or as the Kardashians describe it, understated. After a brief honeymoon, the couple looks forward to 72 days of bliss. Kim said it was definitely one of the top three most romantic proposals she's ever had.
This one may last. They're saying this one may last.
The park is home to the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, he reserved the Major League ballpark to propose.
So it's the perfect place for a crowd to watch famous people with huge egos who haven't actually accomplished anything at all. There it is.
We don't want them procreating. We don't want more.
They already did.
We don't want more of that.
We just don't want to see video of it. The nominations for the first ever YouTube Music Awards have been announced. So congratulations, Keyboard Cat and guy singing Gangnam Style in his tighty whities. A new poll is showing that Michael Vick is the most disliked player in the NFL. When reached for comment, Vick said he had no idea why people don't like him, then threw another interception, infected a woman with a social disease, and electrocuted a pit bull.
Well, I thought you were going to say that he was wondering why everybody was dogging him.
Why don't you leave the jokes to the professionals, okay? The NCAA is taking away football scholarships from the University of Miami Hurricanes as punishment for rule violations. Officials became suspicious that the University of Miami football program was corrupt when they noticed it was the University of Miami football team. From around the world, 86% of people believe that love is the most important reason to marry someone. The other 14% know that it's that you don't end up at home on a Saturday night knitting a sweater for your cat. Venezuela shot down to... I don't know.
Meow.
Thank you. Venezuela shot down two planes carrying smuggled drugs. Planes carrying smuggled drugs. Or as otherwise known in Venezuela, planes. A man in Canada was arrested for climbing onto a swimming moose. He was charged with one count of being Canadian.
That's one of those where, here, hold my beer.
Exactly.
I want to go jump on that swimming moose.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Now you can leave.
Thank you.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.